Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents.
I would like to speak to America's men for 1 minute.
That slacker barista.
I start getting full of emotion.
Now we're going to build this new bridge here.
Can I provide a definition?
No,
I can't.
Betches Up Podcast.
Like, how are people surviving?
Hello, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Millie Tamaras.
And this is the Betches Up Podcast, where C-SPAN meets the group chat to help you process and laugh at the biggest topics in U.S. news and politics. Today, we are here in the studio with Miss Pat. She's stopping by ahead of her Your Girl Done Made It tour. She's also, of course, starring in the third season of the Miss Pat Show on BET+. We're so excited you're here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Woo woo!
How are you? How's your Women's History Month going so far?
It's going great. I'm still a woman. You know, I'm 50, so I'm waiting on other things to grow out.
Yeah. No more periods, please.
No more periods, okay? I don't have a period. And, you know, and I don't miss it.
Yes, that's a great way to celebrate.
Wow, 50, you look great. I mean, wow.
Black just... don't crack, but my knees is aching. And I am sleepy by 7 o'clock.
Well, I think all of us can relate to
I relate to that very much.
Well, I did see you on Seth Meyers last night saying that your husband goes to bed at 6:30.
6:30. When I'm away from him, I go at 7 because he snore. Oh, so I have to stay up.
I'm going to send you these very, very high-tech earplugs that I have for that. They help. They're the only thing that's ever helped.
Yeah, Amanda's famously struggling with a husband that snores.
Yes, perfect other than that.
I mean, I've went through everything to, you know, stop him. Like, I punch him in the chest.
Yeah, of course.
In the face. I beat him.
What about going to a doctor?
Well, he won't go to a doctor.
Well, I mean, he went and they gave him the machine and he hung it up in the closet like a coat. Right. Well,
You got to... I used to work in a medical device company and he probably needs the night guard.
CPAP machine.
Not the CPAP. There's a little brace that you can put on.
It's kind of painful for them, but that's okay.
Yeah, but no. Instead of the machine, because the machine is hard, but like instead, this is like a brace or what do you call it? A night guard.
At least it's like me.
What do people do when
they grind? A retainer?
A retainer. It's like that, but for snoring.
Well, what about the thing that goes across the nose?
That doesn't work.
It does nothing. All it do is give him a little extra something to sleep in.
Yeah, right. No, it's tough. And they dare to snore during Women's History Month.
Yeah, yeah.
They dare.
Since I've been here in New York a week, I have been going to bed as early as I can because I know when I get home, it's back to work of whooping his ass while he sleeps.
Right, it's not a restful sleep if you have to constantly poke
them. He toss and turn. So one side he snore really hard. The other side is a mild snore, but
you're a hero to men.
Wow.
TikTok saved my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, TikTok, we're seeing some headlines today that the most serious they've ever been about considering to ban it. How would that negatively, what would be the biggest change in your life if TikTok was banned tomorrow?
That I can't see people do their DIY projects. I mean, you can ban part of TikTok. Like, we don't need the naked people.
No.
You can Nobody ban that it. Part and fuck your vacation. We don't need to see that, but don't ban the DIY part.
Wait, my favorite is the couple that bought the rat-infested house in Tampa. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
This young couple bought a house in Tampa, and it was filled with rat. Like, they got inspectors and everything, and I think they moved during the pandemic, so they didn't, like, whatever. But then they bought it, and they realized they had to gut the whole thing and, like, start from the beginning. And it's just been on a wild ride with this girl. Highly recommend. I think everyone's seen this girl who's literally.
No, that's the weird thing about TikTok is sometimes I'm convinced, I'm like, is this content real or was it AI generated for me?
Yeah.
I followed the journey of this sick goldfish for a really long time that this person was like, update, fishy, not doing well. And
how the hell do he know the goldfish wasn't doing well? Was it just floating?
Listen, You could squeeze it and water would come out.
Well, who the hell is squeezing goldfish?
He was
making them burp. Water supposed to, if somebody squeezed
Miss Pat
you?
Is offended. See, mean, this is why it's called FYP, and this is why it's about to get banned, because the algorithm is so specific, and you can see shit. You can see shit that she'll never see in
I'm
her entire
gonna
life.
I'm never going to see a fucking goldfish.
You're never going to see a goldfish. And she's
well,
going to know.
Turn off my phone because we talking. Yeah. And tell
exactly.
We leave out of that fucking goldfish.
You'll see it.
Little fishy dying.
Exactly. But this is why it's about to get banned, because it is owned by a lot of government people in China. And it's a security concern. So that's why they're about to ban it, because of this hyper-focused fucking algorithm
well,
that they
it's
have.
Also just like at any time, and in the congressional hearing last week, I think they asked him about like, so at any time the Chinese government could listen to all of us via TikTok, and he was like, pretty much. But my question to you, Miss Pat, is like, is that a small, maybe that's a small enough price to pay if you're a DUI video? It's like, do you care if somebody's listening to you as long as you can figure out how to make a cabinet?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Me neither. Opportunity cost.
I don't steal anymore, so they can.
You're just gonna hear your husband snoring.
Yeah, I mean, what they get? You gonna hear me yelling at kids? Set your black ass down, okay? Who you gonna call? D-Fact? I mean, I don't have no secrets, and if I do, I fucking put the I turn the phone off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somehow. I don't know if the Chinese, like, what can the Chinese government do with listening to Miss Pat's conversation?
They can do a series on BET.
Learn how not to cook. Mm-hmm. I know one thing they hear a lot of is Uber Eats. Yeah. That's what they'll learn a lot of.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we are a politics show, which is, you know, clear by now. And like I said, you were on Seth Meyers last night, and you recounted a story about your family's late dog and Ronald Reagan. Would you mind briefing our listeners about how Ronald Reagan killed your dog?
This is actually a true fucking story. I had a dog named Pup, an old German shepherd who was missing his teeth, but that was like my homeboy because I got him as a puppy. I don't mm-hmm. remember where I got him from. Mm-hmm. But Ronald Reagan was doing he was running for president the second time. We was so fucking poor. I can remember me and Pup just sitting outside on a little green apple tree and eating green apples. Ugh. And you know, green apples are bitter, especially when they're really small, and we both getting lopjaw. And I'm like, Pup, this is all we got. We got to eat this shit. And so when Ronald Reagan got reelected that night, I'll never forget, I was listening to a little radio and it said, your new president is Ronald Reagan. And the next time I hear, and I looked out the window, but it was raining and Pup had fell out the porch. And I'm like, Mama, Pup, I'm like, no, Pup, don't kill yourself. Democrats don't kill themselves. Republicans do. So when it stopped raining, we went outside and Pup had, he hung himself.
Oh my gosh. What a terrible night overall.
Yeah,
what a tragic night.
Because Pup knew we wasn't going to buy him no AirPods. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I'm out this bitch. Mm-hmm. And that was back in the day when you could take your dog and bury him in the backyard. Mm-hmm. You can't do that shit anymore.
No.
Really?
Or you can take him and wrap him and, you know, put him in I hate to say this, in the trash. But you can't do that anymore.
No.
That was in the early
Yes. Now so there's processes and procedures.
Well, dogs didn't have as many rights as they have now. Mm-hmm. People didn't consider them family members because they was always outside tied up to a tree. Mm-hmm. Pup never lived in our house.
And you have three, I imagine, very spoiled dogs now.
I do have three bougie-ass cane corsos.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, now I feel like Pup has been reincarnated and is living in the White House with Joe Biden, because Joe Biden actually has two German shepherds.
Really?
Yeah. Or actually is... Them. Huh?
Yeah.
German shepherds? Absolutely. He loves his German shepherds.
Well, one of them was sent... Was banished to Wilmington because he was biting people.
So he got sent to... But it's the special presidential dog. That dog, I can say... Without a doubt that dog's living better than I am, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Now you have to have, you have to have health care for them. Mm-hmm. My three dogs have nationwide health care.
Wow.
I know kids that can't even get their teeth filled.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like...
I know adults named Millie Tamaris that can't even get their teeth that might not even have health care. And your three dogs have health care.
Yeah, and it's pretty reasonable, too. And I'm like, well, why don't they just let people pay for this? I'm gonna, you know, the smart thing I'm gonna do. I'm going to get one of my my cousin kids who don't have health care and just put them down as pup to get their teeth filled.
That is America. Dogs have health care, affordable options.
My dogs are
people
spoiled.
Cannot.
However, my dog has a pre-existing condition and he can't get insurance. So that is a benefit.
Wait a minute.
Yes, that is a
benefit.
They
deny the dogs for pre-existing condition? What's your dog got?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. He's got a paralyzed esophagus. He can't swallow at all, really, unless he gets, we hold him up when he eats and eats in like a special high chair to keep him vertical.
You gotta follow Amanda on TikTok. You'll see.
She has like a big follow. Like, how many followers do you have?
He doesn't have, you know, this is my main gig. I don't have that much time, but he's got 25K on TikTok.
People are fascinated by this dog.
You know what's so crazy? And I hope this don't come out wrong, but only white people adopt a fucked up animal. If there was a black house, I'd be like, oh, you gotta get fuck up out of here.
I would never do
it
again.
Holding you up while you swallow, motherfucker. You can't protect me. That's just how we think. We would y'all go out and get dogs with no back legs,
just pit bulls that can't socialize.
No eyes, no arms. We don't want that.
I know.
We don't want to walk down the street.
I think
with a dog.
It's our responsibility. I think that we need to make up some ground in terms of our contributions. So we're happy to do it. And well, Morty is fine.
You know, if you would have got a baby that didn't swallow, it came with a check.
Yeah, yeah.
A Social Security Christ. Check. You could have held a baby up. Hey, swallow, baby. I need you to stay alive. I get $9.99 a month for you.
You know what? I just love that you hold back and you keep.
It's a beautiful thing. I mean, you would do it. I would never take on a dog that couldn't swallow. I had to go take him down to the pound. He don't swallow, but find him a white girl.
Well, that's what you got him.
Yeah.
And I got a white girl now who has 25,000 followers. Yes. And
it still ain't worth holding up a dog when he eats.
Well, they have a special chair.
So, but do the dog know to go get in the chair?
Yeah.
Yeah. But honestly, most of the time, he's small and spoiled, so most of the time, I just put him in a baby Bjorn, and he just sits with me while he eats. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. the disappointment on your face.
No, I'm not disappointed. No. I'm rooting for you and your dog. What's your dog name? No Spit?
Oh, my God.
His name's Mordecai.
Mordecai. Ain't that the Bible?
Yes. His name's Mordecai.
Wait a minute. Why have I been named before? Is that the Bible?
It's a Jewish, it's a Old Testament.
I've heard, no lie, I'm not bullshitting y'all. I've heard Mordecai before. Is that the Bible?
It was also Jerry Seinfeld's dad's name. That's what he was named after.
I don't know shit about Jerry Seinfeld's dad's name. I think I've heard this in the Bible. Am I right?
Yeah, it's definitely
biblical. Or is it going to come back?
Wait, I just want no news. Just all Amanda getting roasted for her dog for the next hour, please.
Speaking of my dog, this leads us into our next segment, women's rights and women's wrongs. So during this month, you know, we like to talk about some weekly headlines in women's related news, including the status of women's rights, things women do right, wins to celebrate, and of course, women who are in the wrong, because women are not universally good. We're not always right. Let's start with a women's rights story I want your reaction to. So this week, the United States Secretary General, he runs the UN, he told the Commission on the Status of Women that global gender equality is, at this rate, going to take 300 years to accomplish. This is not a joke. This is the calculation that he came to. He didn't say the formula he used to come to that number, but he cited a host of terrible things like the erasure of women from public life in Afghanistan, erasure of reproductive health care here, run-of-the-mill maternal mortality, education deprivation, and sex trafficking. And he added that gender equality is vanishing before our eyes, growing more distant, and that the world just is not working for the world's women and girls. They need to change. So I think we can stick around 300 more years.
Well, if we don't, the other people before coming after us will. Mm. So we're going to keep coming, but he might be right, because look what's going on in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. Look what's going on in these other countries. We got it bad over here, too.
Yeah.
They got it worse than a lot of other places.
I think they did the heavy lifting, unfortunately, of pulling that number to 300.
Well, I don't know. Now abortion is illegal in half
abortion
of the country.
Abortion ain't never illegal.
Well,
they say what they say.
That's
this
true.
This is my vagina. If I want to set it on fire, I do it.
And we don't have to wait 300 years to
just
have your vagina.
In front of kids in a red state.
Let me say this. Yeah. And don't nobody help me pull back my stomach to shave my vagina or wash my ass.
I actually do have a laser hair removal lady that does pull back my stomach.
Well, let me say this to you. That's you young people. I'm 50. I got real pussy. I've shaved my own shit with my husband's razor. Mm. I'm not going to no little skinny ass woman to hold my big ass up, and I'm not going to hold my legs up in there unless something is going in me, and there ain't going to be no damn razor.
Well,
I don't want nobody shaving the gray off my vagina.
Okay, well.
And this is why it's going to take 300 years.
300 years. And you know,
women
deserve choices, and I will pay a skinny white lady to do everything to shave my asshole.
But that's what I don't understand. Had you not been looking back there, you'd have never known what hair was in your asshole. I never knew hair was in my asshole until the young girls started shaving their asshole. And I'm like, I got hair in my asshole? Mm-hmm. I've never wiped my booty hole and saw hair. So I never knew it was back there. Yeah. You know, when you go in your asshole, it's like white people going to the moon. You just being fucking nosy.
There's no practical reason to take a look.
There's no practical reason at all. My friend was dying her booty hole because she said it was sexy.
Right.
Who the hell know your booty hole is sexy? Who back there?
Well, I can name four guys in Brooklyn who know my booty hole and have left reviews. And that's what I'm just kidding. I'm not really kidding, but
have you ever gotten any feedback? No,
I'm quite sure she got feedback. Well, she was in the back.
Well, no, if they're going feedback. Back there, listen, it's not it's not the chef's specialty, but it is a menu you get. It's an item you can order, but back to gender equality.
It's omakase. You can't change it.
I know. It's like, listen, you're gonna. I don't know. Anyway,
I'm glad I'm 50. I'm glad I missed this era of booty hole licking and all of this other stuff.
And bleaching.
Keep going with Jenny Aquinity.
This is related. I think, what the point I want to make is that people, and especially podcasters and all this discourse, is saying like women are taking over the control of men. And like we talk every day on this podcast about how men are losing, quote unquote, losing a little bit of power or their sense in the world. Women are going to college more. So it does give this inflated sense of like progress is way, like women have surpassed men and women have more power than men and all this stuff. Like, and we have made like amazing strides, but this realistic number of we're 300 years away from getting anywhere equal to men when you, around the world and all this stuff, it's like, it's a real like kind of reality check because, you know, there is nothing that says that a man has to get a fucking signed doctor note to get a vasectomy, and men are paid, you know, like there's paid. We were talking about how you can't get quoted an accurate number if you're a woman, if you're in a mechanic or by a contractor, anything. Like, there are tangible things that we are coming up short on.
Can I just ask, any of you ladies have kids?
No.
Let me just tell y'all something. I have four kids and two abortions, but I have two girls and two boys. And out of those two girls, we are way smarter than men. Yeah. That's why they try to hold us back. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be equal to these motherfuckers because we're in a world now where we're going to make you give us the money. Mm. And when we find out you're not going to give us the money, we're, as a society of women, is going to go get a white woman to cry. And she's going to make sure we get our fucking paper.
Well... There you go. That's intersectional feminism right there.
We're already better than men. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had two girls, and they're way smarter than the boys. Mm-hmm. Boys would piss on themselves till they three. I'm not fucking lying. I had one piss till he was 18.
But say his name right now. Podcast for the mostly women audience. Listen, national.
But my daughter was trained at 8 months. Yeah. They just learn quicker. They do shit quicker, and we are so. I don't, I mean, Fuck them.
It's really just like, yeah, you're right. It's like 300 years away until men have changed systems where we look equal. But well, we're outsmarting them already.
But it's only because society told them that they're exactly. The head of the household. Yeah. I've been married for 31 years. Yeah. Let me tell y'all a quick story. So when I started to take off in my career, a man that I've been with for over 28 years have taken care of the household. I've always had a job, but, you know, everything really leaned on him because that's what society say. So when I got my TV show, my husband felt like his position was gone because now I'm making more money. So we ended up in counseling. Mm. And I had to tell him, it's not about you taking care of the household. It's not about me taking care of the house. It's about us. Mm-hmm. Mm. So that's what men can't handle. Yeah. It becoming equal in the household. Mm. So we don't bake fucking white-only pies anymore. Mm-hmm. You tell your mammy to bake that shit. Okay, mm-hmm. And I had to set my husband down and send him to counseling to make him realize, hey, dude, I'm not trying to outdo you. This is for us, and that's what he learned in counseling. He had to be okay with, you know, not bringing in all the money, you know, not being the breadwinner, but he had to also become comfortable with this is still us, mm-hmm. and the moves I make is for us. Mm. That's the problem with men. Mm-hmm. They just always told them their whole life, you supposed to lead, the woman's supposed to walk behind. But that's one thing I say about Black American women. Even in the 40s and the 30s, when white women had to shut up, we ain't never shot the fuck up. Mm. You can look in time, we were whooping our husband ass on a cotton field. Pick that cotton. Master said, pick that cotton, motherfucker. And he whoop you, and I whoop you too. But, you know, back in the day. I mean, but back in the day, white women would have to serve and then go in the kitchen. Black women ain't never did that shit.
Within the marriage, yeah.
Well, and I, just to hear, like, your kind of observations and things about, like, being a mom, too, we always talk about how, like, lack of maternity leave and, like, how we treat working mothers in this country is a system that stunts our equality as women and men, because there are all these obstacles that you... Society says that if you're a woman, you have to know what your kids are going to eat for lunch this week. And you have to do your job and like all this stuff, like the way that men and women are socialized, how you can't take off of work, how you are held back from promotions because people assume that you're going to be the one taking, you know?
That's so true because like in my household growing up, my mom was like the business bitch. She went out and worked. My dad's like an artist type. He was more like the homemaker.
Your daddy smoked weed.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And the day, and the day that I found his weed was one of the greatest days of my life. I left him a little note that said, gotcha. Yeah. But in my mom's career, she had multiple times where like other male coworkers that she worked with would be like, hey, I just wanted to make sure you're okay with all the travel because I know you have kids. Like they would kind of like try to make her feel bad for the fact that like she was traveling and had kids at home when they actually had the exact same arrangement. They were traveling and their wife was at home taking care of the kids. And she's like, I'm literally doing the exact same thing as you. So why? Yeah, they're fine. They're with their fucking dad. Yeah.
She was a girl. So exactly. She was a woman. Mm-hmm. So they was like, don't you what they really wanted to say was, don't you supposed to be at home cooking, cleaning, and ironing?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, bitch. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that's where, like, those are things too that are, you know, we can talk about, like, there are very obvious things that are happening in Afghanistan and in other countries that like women can't be in public life and can't even go to school. But like we still in the United States have a long way to go. I mean, even within the last year, you know, so it's just.
But even those women in those countries are beginning to wake up.
Yeah,
they
of course.
They want to drive. They're
risking their
reason.
Lives.
They're risking their lives.
Say, I'm going to die so the next set of girls can have a better life.
Even if it takes 300 years again. 300 so I guess, years. All right, now I'd like to introduce you to a woman in the wrong this week. I want to tell you about Arkansas Republican State Representative Mary Bentley. Mm-hmm. Mary Bentley is the sponsor of a newly approved bill in Arkansas to build a monument to the unborn near the state capitol. So she wants this anti-abortion monument to somehow state the total number of abortion procedures in Arkansas in the 50 years that Roe is in effect, because she says she wants this monument to remember those children we were not able to protect and will not be able to protect. So I think she wants a war memorial of aborted fetus
yeah.
names
like
or numbers.
Like a Vietnam memorial.
When do these crazy white people die off?
That's my question.
She's probably
That's
not that old.
She can't be that far. Mary Bentley? I mean, I don't know. Sometimes, because
there's a bunch of young... That's the thing. It's like, it's not just about, you know, like, old white people dying. Like, a lot of these people are young and, like...
Amy Coney Barrett.
Amy Coney Barrett's like,
well, a lot of people do it now just for clicks too.
Mm-hmm. Look, I mean, well, look how old is
that
she?
Fucking haircut.
Well, the haircut is bad.
She want an abortion
Women's
monument.
Well,
look, that haircut is an abortion.
I will say that the mullet
fell
is
out
back.
Of somewhere.
That mullet
that,
is
ain't,
back,
ain't
but
no
that's not that
like
cool.
That mullet's no. in the front,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah,
ain't no mullet in the front back.
Because usually mullets are party in the front, business in the back.
Well, she did better here.
No, she did.
Business in the front.
Oh, business
in the
front, party in the back.
She looked like she smoked a Pall Mall cigarette.
So pregnancy, she did.
It's always ugly people, too.
It
I
is.
Mean, if you don't want to have an abortion, then don't have an abortion.
Exactly.
But don't tell me what I can do.
So, yeah. Ms. Pat, you won't be visiting the abortion, anti-abortion monument.
I don't give
in
a
Arkansas.
Fuck about nobody killing their babies. It's, I mean, it is not even a baby yet.
No.
No.
It got a heartbeat. Well, so do my vagina when I'm ovulating.
That you don't shave, damn it. You don't shave. Or you're
putting what's funny is that even some of these, the Republican like male colleagues were like, this doesn't help us. Like,
no.
This does not look good for us. And it's going to go to the governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is another woman in the wrong. We talked about her last week because she loosened
Huckabee.
Protections against child labor.
She's pro-child labor.
Yeah.
Pro-child labor, anti-child abortion.
She's saying make the kids work.
Oh, yeah. She just signed something last week that's like.
And how young can they work?
Oh, well, the thing that she just signed last week lets you, you don't have to verify if they're under 16. They don't need parent signature. She made it like easier for somebody under 16 without parent signature or verifying. So basically she wants 13-year-olds to work in factories.
So tell me, is abortion monument, is the baby coming out?
You know what? I am very curious to see whatever artists they hire to do this.
They should
what
hire
they
the same up. People who did the Martin Luther King monument.
I was going to say that. Like fisting monument?
Yes.
Or that thing look like a dick
that
from
looks
the
like,
top.
See, that looks like Martin Luther King's eating us.
Do you guys remember there was that really famous statue of Lucille Ball looking crazy? It was like a scary statue. She looked like the snake in Beetlejuice. And they had to the town had to like rally to take it down because it was like the town where she was born and they were like, we love Lucy and this monument is really scary. They should get that person to make the anti-abortion monument.
I also am like, because usually in like in war memorials, they put like the soldier's name or like, maybe what war they
not
died. And it's just that kind
of
like guy came in me that was an asshole. I don't want
I want the circumstances.
Give him a little monument of like,
be,
this guy sucks.
I didn't make it.
So mom said no thanks.
Yeah, they can range in seriousness much like
almost
this
made
issue.
It.
Yeah, almost made it, nearly there. Next time.
We all dread the what should we have for dinner question. I know I do. I love a home-cooked meal, but I don't always have the time, energy, or groceries to make it happen. Being able to feast on a delicious meal without the long prep and cook times is what drew me to Home Chef over the other guys. Home Chef's meals are effortless, so I can spend less time trying to be top chef and more time watching it. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has you covered for delicious meals without the hassle. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you never have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life, and of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/feverdream. That's homechef.com/feverdream for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/feverdream. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
All right, now we'll move on to our other weekly segment, Are Men Okay?
Not me.
Goat's milk latte drinking.
M&M's will not be satisfied until every last cartoon character is an unappealing
avocado Nutella toast eating insiders elite.
That does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean.
Never. This is when we take a look at some recent absurd or questionable behavior from self-identified cisgendered males, usually those in the spotlight, and ask ourselves earnestly, are men okay? All right, so now with a huge caveat here that women are absolutely part of this next story, and plenty of them were probably involved in bad decision-making here, but I think it's fairly safe to say that the general vibe around this banking collapse we're seeing is pretty male-forward. Have you been following this?
Silicone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So basically what happened is they ran out of money. And a lot of Republicans are saying that this is because they were too woke. Like most companies since 2020, they put out some lukewarm statements that are like, we prioritize diversity and inclusion and we like representation. And people like Ron DeSantis has said that the country is going to go in the way of SV Bank if we continue to pursue diversity. Stephen Miller worried aloud that the country was headed in the same direction. And Senator Josh Hawley said SVB was too woke to fail. So where are they getting this from, that the bank fell because of wokeness?
Well, I mean, I think it just speaks to, like, actually a fundamental belief that they, like, I think all of these people actually do think that if you start hiring, like, Black people or women or gay people, that, like, they have a fundamental belief that actually white men should be running everything. And they're like, see, look, you have started holding one meeting a year on diversity. And now look at your bank. Like, I just think that it's it's also an excuse to kind of distract from the fact that, like, it was the bank was deregulated in 2018 under Trump. And that's why this is happening. So I feel like it's just part of, I mean, especially in the case of Ron DeSantis, like, he's going to blame everything on being woke. And none of them even can define, like, what that means to them.
They don't even, I think there is, like, a viral clip going around of Bethany Mandel, like, saying, like, yeah, wokeness is destroying this country. And then somebody said, well, what does woke mean? And she short-circuited. She couldn't even say it.
Her fucking brain froze because she don't even know what woke is. She just I heard the word woke. Let me use it too.
But
I mean, you know,
you ask all these guys, like if you ask Senator Josh Hawley or Ron DeSantis what woke means, what do you think? It's just anything that they don't like. And also, like, yeah, this idea of maybe we should include not just white men in things.
It means to them, it means give the blacks, the gays, everybody else a chance except a white man. Oh, the white man is not getting his fair shot. Well, that's what it means.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
and they got bailed out by the government.
And they got bailed out by the government. And again, like, mail forward, like, I'm sure, like, they did have some, because they had like two women of color on the board. They're like, oh, look at this. But it's like the majority of SVB's board is all white male.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They're testifying today before Congress and it's all white men. And they all, literally two of them, the CEO's name is Jeffrey Becker. The CFO's name is Daniel Beck. It's literally the same men. It's all the same very, very white man who probably doesn't have a disabled dog, I will say.
Yeah. I guarantee you he don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Amanda's really doing the Lord's work.
Bring me in there. But yeah, this, are men okay?
No.
What do you mean, is men okay?
Well, this one doesn't fit perfectly. So we're going to add a different one for this week's Are Men Okay? Because that fits a little bit better when we were talking about. So Mitch McConnell.
Oh, is it okay to have a man? Yes. You're not asking
that. No, are men okay?
Girl, I was about to get the hell out of here.
is it okay to win?
I was like, is men okay? We can't do men?
No, we can have men.
The question is, are they
doing okay? Do you think collectively that men psychologically are well right now?
Everybody said white men.
Right. Oh, okay.
Some white men are just rattled.
You think Herschel Walker's?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He white too. He just got a black afro.
He got a black afro.
He white too.
Yes. Another man we can discuss if they're okay is Mitch McConnell. So I'm surprised that I haven't seen this headline much, just because when John Fetterman is a Democratic senator who was recently hospitalized for depression, and you could not hear the end of it from a lot of Republicans. Republican minority leader, Senator Mitch McConnell, he fell at a private dinner at a hotel last week, and he was hospitalized for like 5 days. He just got out, and now he's going in an inpatient physical therapy center because he needs to recover more because he got a concussion and broke a rib. So Mitch McConnell seems like he's not okay.
No.
And again, like, yeah, we have not heard about it's not getting.
It's because Democrats aren't rude.
Yeah, they're not
rude. Or ageist or ableist.
And they're not going to be like, oh, look at this guy. Like, the way this... Like,
look at this old bitch. Yeah. But like I said earlier, he probably tripped over his neck.
There it is.
That is the... You know, you don't want to see... You don't want to wish death on anybody. But that is one man that's so evil.
I think we were close to a miracle.
So close to death. Mm-hmm. I mean, he looked unhealthy. I don't even know what are those little roses growing out his face.
Oh, yeah. Those, yeah.
I'm like, why are you so fucking mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You about to meet Jesus. Don't you want to do something nice? That old, ain't it from Kentucky?
Mm-hmm.
Old piece of shit. Old piece of shit.
You're about to meet Jesus.
I just, my thing also is like, when I'm that old, when I'm the age where it's like one fall is going to take you out, mm-hmm. I don't want to have a high-powered job in the Senate. I want to be at home.
He want the money to go to his family.
But well, the money's going to be money. There anyway because of his wife.
But he don't do anything. It's an easy paycheck. He just take all taxpayer money and speak from the house.
He literally does nothing.
A lot of help. I mean, I feel like he's working hard to be
evil. To block stuff?
Yeah, he blocks everything. Like, he does work.
Well, I read this morning that Chuck Schumer is, like, pivoting from judges to bipartisan legislation. Not because Mitch isn't around, but it's not a great time. There's some weird, like... It's not a good time in the war for, like, the lead Republican, the Russia-Ukraine war for the lead Republican to be out. But I just think it's interesting that whenever a Democratic senator, like Hillary Clinton, fainted in 2016, and they still talk about it. They still talk about it.
Well, they talk about, like, Joe Biden's stutter, and they call him Sleepy Joe, and he fell off a train.
Wait a minute. He is Sleepy Joe.
I don't know, man. He be hitting back.
Man, he done had at least 5 eye lifts.
Yes.
Oh, well, sure.
His
I mean, who hasn't?
22. I haven't.
Well, Ms. Pat, haven't. No, I have not, but...
His eyes is 22.
His face looks frozen.
His face is 88.
Mm-hmm. But his teeth are also 22. He's got the teeth of a young man. He's got, like, his veneers, I think, are very...
Listen.
They're youthful.
I don't want to live in a country where our president isn't getting eye lifts and fake teeth. I mean, honestly.
But he got eye lifts and told everybody he had COVID. No, you have 2 black eyes. Nobody's crazy.
I got COVID again. Yeah.
He done had COVID 3-4 times in his 80s and not out of here. Come on, Joe.
Donald Trump had COVID and he survived, and that's because they give him the super cocktail thing. So I do believe he's had COVID one of those times, but maybe the other times
he didn't
are
have
the
no plastic surgery. Donald Trump looked like he had 4 kids. I mean, I'm sorry, 8 kids.
8 kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He craved McDonald's.
Yes, well, definitely.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'm like, Trump feels like someone who would get a lot of work done. And, like, he does not visibly
have... He's on his hair. Hair
well, yeah.
Spray.
I mean, definitely he has transplant, the hair plugs.
And he does tan a lot.
Yes.
He tans a lot. That's why he looks so bad, though.
And he tans, which is crazy to me, he tans in the booth because he has the little round thing around his eyes that shows that he has the little goggles on.
Yeah, so he booth tans, which is weird because you live in Florida.
Yeah.
Just go outside.
Just go out. Just
so
go
if you out. Don't put the glasses on, what happened? It burns your eyes?
Yeah. You have to put the glasses on.
Protect your vision.
Because it, like, the rays from the booth.
Even if your eyes is closed?
Yeah, because that's like, it's not really protecting. Mm-hmm. Also, you have to put the goggles on when you get laser hair removed. Miss Pat is upset, yo.
So I guess laser hair removal, I assume, is not going to be a topic on your tour coming up, but what will be? No, what can audiences look forward to hearing you talking about?
Won't be laser hair removal. It's just be with a razor. I mean, I'm just talking about life and marriage and kids. And, you know, I tell a lot of stories about taking care of my father who passed away with cancer. Mm. He was hilarious. So I just talk about, you know, everyday things and some little bit of the past. Mm-hmm. But if it grandkids, I have a gay daughter. I have a stupid son.
Is a stupid son the same one that pissed himself to his age?
I'm not telling you, you need to mind your business.
Do you feel like this tour is like the first one back where really crowds feel safe and it's like a post-COVID tour?
I'm out all the time. I do a lot of clubs. I'm just moving into theaters because the crowds are getting bigger. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking forward to it. I've never had a comedy theater tour before, so I'm excited. Mm-hmm. You know, to see 2,000 people at one time in one spot, because it's usually 300 to 400 people at a time. So, you know,
congratulations!
Yeah, that's
a
really
big accomplishment. And I know you have your book too.
Yes.
Rabbit.
Yes. Thing's been out since 2017, but I still sell it at every damn show.
And you have your show, season 3. How's that?
It's going great. It's been out since February 23rd. So the third season of the Miss Pat Show is streaming now. BET Plus, Amazon Prime. Please go watch it. And if you already watch it, just let it play in the background.
You shoot in Atlanta or you shoot in L.A.?
We shoot in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I don't like L.A.
Well, sucks there. There's rain finally now, but, you know, I'd get that. And it's so cool to, you know, I guess a lot more shows are shooting in Atlanta now. So.
Oh, my God. Everything is shooting. BMF is shooting there. They just had some Marvel there. You know, Tom Perry is there. Marvel, what did I call it? Marvel, whatever it's called. I'm country as hell.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of stuff is shooting there. So Atlanta's coming to New Hollywood.
Yeah. It's really exciting. Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us. Our audience is going to love this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course, that is our show. Until the end of democracy, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Millie Tamaris.
And this is the Betches Up Podcast. Bye.
The Betches Up Podcast is produced by Amanda Duberman, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Rebecca Sousmacat. Social media by Amanda Duberman and Bridget Swartz. Be sure to follow @Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send us your emails at suppod@betches.com.
Betches.